contact Lynn from St. Paul. You'll notice there's a distinct Minnesota flavor here. So, Julie.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really pleased to just have a chance to go through the process today. And I have to say, this is really going to be more fun than the 500 people I testified last night at the hearing in the House. Okay. So, well, I don't have long prepared remarks, but I want to say there's a couple things. First of all, I'm a product of the education system in Minnesota. I was the first person in my family to go to college, and all four of my siblings public universities and colleges in Minnesota. So we have benefited so much from what has been a long history in Minnesota, a strong, focused public education system. I see the public education and higher ed in Minnesota is really being the backbone of our society. I mean, it's so critical for where we've come from and where we're going. The global economy is just calling out for strong educated workers. And in my work in healthcare in the last 11 years, I've seen just the overwhelming pressure for a highly trained workforce. We're going to experience quite a shortage in physicians in the coming years, but we're having exponential increases in the need for healthcare professionals as I am, and you all are, but I'm really aging. And so I just see the need to really solidify and continue course that we've been. And I would be just excited to be a part of it.
One of the key issues that will face this next class and the veteran colleagues of the Board of Trustees will be a leadership transition. We're retiring in about a year, 2 months. Can you describe any experiences you've had being on a board of directors during a leadership transition and rules of the road to make it work well?
I've served on many boards most of my career. I know that I was on the United Way board in Duluth. There was a transition where we did a search and did a hire. But in addition, I've had the great fortune in my career to serve in executive positions in a number of very large organizations, both at the CEO level when I was the administrator. law school. Not that I didn't ever want to work at some big firm, but I obviously wanted to solve problems and contribute in that way. Support for diverse populations, and I'm talking you say your prayer, and I've read the strategic plans of the MSCU Board of Trustees, and they have working with enforcing populations as well. Degree is to be even-handed, to be perceived as fair, to be fair. My understanding of, well, even just to say, working in the healthcare field, especially for the health plans, the insurance issues are really huge in terms of the plans talking to each other. You've got to be really careful. So in my role, also, I am sort of the antitrust antenna. And so any, so I can sort of pick it up in the air and say, hold it, hold it. My understanding of the process in Minsky is that if in looking at an issue or beginning to consider an issue, a trustee sees that they feels that they may have a conflict, they're to put that in writing to the chair of the board so that it can be distributed to the balance of the board and that there's full disclosure. And that if something comes up during a meeting, they have an obligation to state that to the board of trustees. Selection is that you make recommendations
especially the tuition increases. So what do you think should be done about that so higher education could be more easier and affordable? I mean, especially with the tuition that we are in.
Thank you for that easy question.
Getting to know the system is probably more at the beginning of a tenure.
a stretch, but I like stretches. I'm busy in my job. I have a really busy job. But I have spoken with the CEOs of the companies, and to the person, they have encouraged me to do this. They think it would be a great opportunity to ramp up and automate here into something else. They see the value of the Minsky system, to